Good evening, and welcome to the Safilo Group conference call on the second quarter and half year 2013 results. This call may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and operating, economic, and financial results for Safilo Group. Such forecasts, due to their nature, imply a component of risk and uncertainty due to the fact they depend on the occurrence of certain future events and developments. The actual results may therefore vary, even significantly, to those announced in relation to a multitude of factors. Today's participants are Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer, Vincenzo Gianelli, Chief Financial Officer, and Barbara Ferrante, Director of Investor Relations. For your information, this conference is being recorded. I will now pass the call over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Vedovotto, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good evening, all, and once more, welcome to Safilo Group second quarter and first half 2013 financial results conference call. As recently announced, I will be leaving my role as CEO of Safilo Group on October 15. For this reason, before illustrating the results of the second quarter and the first half of 2013, I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you all for attending this call, the previous calls we did together, and most importantly, for having followed closely with me Safilo's stories over the last four and a half years, and particularly through various good and bad, difficult and easier phases, from 2010 recapitalization plan to the reshaping of the portfolio of the brands with the phasing in of new licenses and own brands like Polaroid and the phasing out of the Armani business. I must say that it has been a challenging and exciting journey for me, and I'm particularly proud to have been able, with a fantastic team of people working with me, to reestablish Safilo as a pure player, world leader in the eyewear industry. As I said, I'm proud of this successful turnaround that was made possible by all the stakeholders of this company. I will never forget the trust we received from our licensors, from our clients, our people, the support of the financial community, the equity analyst, and I must say, most of all, I will never forget the outstanding work carried out by all of our employees and the fantastic management team that I had the possibility to be working with for the last four and a half years. For these reasons, I will say that I want to thank you again, and I'm sure I will be hugely missing everyone. Now, with that said, and back to our presentation, as usual, I have the privilege to be here with Safilo Group CFO, Vincenzo Gianelli, and with Barbara Ferrante, our Head of Investor Relations. Together, as we've done in the past, we will guide you through key facts and figures of this first six months of the year, and then at the end, we will try also to answer to the questions you might have at the end of our presentation. Starting with first half results. As you might have seen, we have closed the first six months of the year with satisfactory results, both in terms of revenues, and that is due to our good performance of key licensed brands, as well as the initial impact of the planned expansion of the Polaroid business outside of Europe. But we also had very satisfactory results in terms of profitability, with strong improvement of all the main performance indicators. In the first half of the year, our organic sales were up over 8%, and this, together with the new Polaroid business in Q1, allow us to offset almost completely the exit of the Armani brands, Giorgio, Emporio, and AX, as well as the unfavorable exchange rates movement. Top line, the first 6 months ended at around 600 million euros, which is substantially in line with last year. Consider that the first half of last year, we had about 73 million euros of revenues for Armani business. Recurring profitability improved. It improved year on year, but also compared to the first quarter of this year, and we recorded a 12.1% EBITDA margin. So, in a nutshell, strong economic results, positive cash flow, and further net debt reduction to 201 million euro, which means a financial leverage of 1.7 times, and which represents a new record low level for Safilo history. I think if we start to consider financial leverage from 2001, this has been the lowest ever financial leverage for the company. Second quarter. In the second quarter, results were reassuring and substantially in line with our forecast, as expected, given the final exit of the Armani business, we recorded a slight decline in revenues, the magnitude of which slightly exceeded our projection, as April and May were two strong months, while June, and particularly the second half of June, decelerated, mainly in US and more significantly in the emerging markets of Latin America and Asia. This was, in terms of categories, more evident in sunglasses, because prescription frames held on very well, and it was also partially due to the late arrival of the sunny weather, as well as to a milder, I would define it, consumer spending affecting reorders in the different regions. All in all, net of the negative impact of exchange rate and the exit of 35 million euros, which was what we recorded in the second quarter of last year with the Armani brands, we achieved a good implementation of our strategy to substitute Armani brands with all other brands we have in our portfolio. And if we look at organic growth, it was up 6%. Driven mainly by Europe, which once again after first quarter performed extremely well, and Asia, while Americas, because of Latin America, was a little bit weaker than we had expected. Now, if I go into geographies, let's start with Europe. Continental and Northern Europe were both very good. New markets, particularly good, headed by Russia, which was very strong. The Southern European regions, where the business environment remains difficult and somehow characterized by fluctuations in trends, were a little more difficult. Even if we saw a difficult market environment, we posted in an increase in organic sales in Spain and Portugal. Italy was somehow weak, where with independent opticians struggling, while retail chains were doing better. On the positive side, I would like to highlight the good progression we continue to register in Europe, particularly in two main channels, travel retail and the key accounts, which were the best performing channels in the European region. Our portfolio brands, led by Dior and Gucci, did very well, together with BOSS and Celine, but also our contemporary fashion brands like Tommy Hilfiger, BOSS Orange, and Marc by Marc Jacobs all experienced double-digit growth. Americas. As I mentioned earlier, after a sound double-digit organic growth in Q1, revenues in Americas slowed down a bit in Q2. As far as the core product business is concerned, we had a very positive April and May, followed by not so good June, which resulted from a weaker consumer environment at retail level, more in terms of average prices than volumes per se. In the quarter, Brazil did not help. In fact, Brazil slowed down its pace of growth, but we see this as a temporary issue explained by the high degree of uncertainty and turmoil which affected the Brazilian country in the last period. Total turnover in North America was also influenced by a weak sport product sales, as well as by the termination of the Armani Exchange brand, together with the other brands of the group, which had been particularly strong in the same period of last year. On the opposite front, I would like to mention the positive kickoff of Polaroid in America, in particular with its new premium Polaroid Plus collections, as well as with the most traditional product range. I must say that Polaroid has a big potential, and we are happy about it, and particularly we're happy with the positive start. Asia. As I'm sure you remember, Asia for us is mainly sunglasses and three brands, Gucci, Dior, Armani, and therefore, in Asia, the highest share of Armani sales has been concentrated on top high-end part of the brands, and the substitution effect was less relevant. If we take into consideration the organic sales in the quarter, they were up mid-single digit, driven by positive trends in China, good recovery in Japan, and very substantial growth in travel retail. As part of the broader reorganization plan in the region, we have focused our effort in our portfolio of luxury brands, as well as contemporary and fashion products. So what we're trying to do is to really focus on Celine, Bottega Veneta, Jimmy Choo, as well as Tommy Hilfiger, BOSS Orange, Marc by Marc Jacobs, and our own Safilo brands. We strongly believe that these are the biggest opportunities for the company going forward. So I would say that all in all, the second quarter had solid mid-single digit sales growth after double digit in the first quarter. But consider that the second quarter was more challenging in terms of comparison. I would say also that, very importantly and more meaningfully, we were able to improve the recurring margins at all levels. And we had there better results than what we already had in the first quarter. EBITDA margin reached 12.5% of revenues, contributing to cash flow generation in the quarter for about 17 million euros. Now, I think I stop here and I hand it over to Vincenzo, which, as usual, will take you through the numbers in more details, and then I'll stay here to make some final remarks and be available for any question that you might have. Vincenzo?
Thank you, Roberto. I will start by giving you some quantification of the main items that made up our economic and financial performance, focusing my comments on Q2 results, starting from slide number 7. In the quarter, revenues reached €301.4 million, down 7.2% at current exchange rates, minus 5.7% at constant exchange rates. Roberto already mentioned the main effects, negative and positive. Exchange rates impacting by 1.5% negative. Termination of Armani taking out some 11-12% of business. All of this partially recovered by the organic sales growth recorded in the period by our go-forward brands. We closed the first 6 months of the year with revenues of €598.4 million, down 1.2% at constant exchange rates. And as it has been mentioned by Roberto, this is thanks to an over 8% organic business increase. By region, sales in Europe totaled €126.7 million compared to €132.5 million last year, down 4% at constant exchange rates, with the American wholesale business declining by 7% at constant exchange rates and standing at €97.7 million, while sales in Asia were equal to €50.3 million, dropping 9.4% at constant exchange rates. We have already pointed out that the organic performance was positive in all geographies, although with different magnitudes. Let me add that on a reported basis, in the first 6 months to June, Europe was positive up 1.7% at constant exchange rates, the Americas just slightly down by the same percentage, while sales in Asia registered a year-to-date decline of 7%. All in all, our wholesale business recorded a turnover of €277.9 million compared to €301.2 million, down 6.3% at constant exchange rates, while our Solstice stores in US posted revenues of €23.5 million, achieving currency neutral, an increase of 1.9% over the same period of last year. At the end of June, we were running 133 stores, which on a like-for-like basis recorded a flat sales performance. By product category in the quarter, sunglasses were down 6.1% at constant currencies, while the drop was equal to 4.2% for prescription frames. In the same way, the positive organic performance was generally stronger in prescription frames, a trend that we continue to register from the first quarter, to which an important contributor has been represented by the ongoing progression of Carrera prescription business in Europe and the Americas. The progression of Carrera in prescription business is equal to 25% in the quarter. All of our brands are in good shape, from Gucci and Dior, the latest of which has been one of the best performers in the quarter, to all of our fashion contemporary brands with which we aim to become increasingly relevant also in the new emerging markets. Moving now to page 8 and the economic performance, the second quarter was characterized by a further improvement of the group profitability at all levels, a recovery that exceeded what we had achieved in the first quarter. This is as far as our recurring results are concerned, of course. As you have seen, the period has been hit in the area of selling general administrative costs by a non-recurring item reflecting for €6 million the CEO succession plan communicated on June 19 and for €1.4 million some restructuring expenses in Europe mainly related to the reorganization of the Polaroid eyewear structure. I will thus make my comments referring to the adjusted results. In the quarter, adjusted EBITDA amounted to €37.7 million, not far from the €38.4 million we had recorded last year, same period. The margin improved by 70 basis points to 12.5%, of sales up from 11.8% last year. We recorded two very distinct dynamics. On one side, a significant increase of our gross profit margin, which soared to 63.8% of revenues from 58.9 at 192.4 million euro. A substantial improvement which reflects the efficiency we have been achieving by reducing levels of obsolescence products through the actions we've taken in forecasting, planning, and stock management. Year to date, at the end of June, gross profit reached 372.1 million euro, posting an increase of 1.8% over the first half year, while the margin on sales increased to 62.2% from 59.6%. Coming back to the quarter, selling and marketing expenses together with general administrative costs slightly decreased in the period, remaining however high and increasing their incidence on the total business as we continue to invest in the key brands of the licensed and proprietary portfolio, including the activities linked to the launch of Polaroid brand in markets outside Europe, which are green fields for the brand. Adjusted EBITDA at the end of the semester was equal to 72.4 million euro with the margin at 12.1% of sales, up 2.5% in absolute terms, and by 60 basis points margin-wise over the same period last year. Below the operating line, the second quarter saw a reduction of net interest expenses due to the halving of cost on the IL bonds, which we repaid on May 15. Whilst we book a charge of 1.2 million euro for the loss in the valuation of our investment in an associate company. On an adjusted basis, the tax rate of the period stood at 37.1% compared to 43.5% same quarter last year, and adjusted group net profit got to 12.2 million euro, up 27.3% over last year. The first 6 months of the year ended with an adjusted net result of 25.6 million euro, recording an increase over the same period last year of 18.9%. Moving to slide now, 9 and the free cash flow. In the first 6 months of the year, our business generated an inflow of 11.5 million euro, marked by the cash generated in the second quarter of 16.9 million euro. These were made of 26.8 million euro cash flows from operating activities, positively impacted by the net result of the period and inflows from working capital, benefiting from the ongoing improvements in stock management and efficient and focused credit management too. Investing activities equal to 9.8 million euro just partially counterbalanced the cash generation from operations, and they accommodated regular renewal activities at our industrial plants, as well as further increases in the group's shareholdings in its subsidiaries in Asia, in China from 90% up to 97%, and Hong Kong up from 70 to 80%, amounting to a total outflow of 3.8 million euro. In terms of the group net debt at the end of June, this is slide 10, it decreased by some 20 million euro over the end of March, standing at 200.8 million euro, so slightly in excess of 200 million. This compared to 231 million euro at the end of June 2012. At the end of the period, the gross debt was equal to 271 million euro, down just over 7% compared to 292 million at the end of March 2013. And as you well know, on May 15, we completed the reimbursement of the residual part of the IL notes equal to a nominal amount of 135 million euro. And we did this through our available financial resources without any utilization of the new revolving credit facilities finalized on May 6th for a total amount of 100 million euro. So our gross debt was composed by 215 million euro of senior loan with a revolving facility drawn for 190 million and 56 million of other lines. So, having said this, I would now hand it back over to Roberto for his further considerations.
Okay, thank you very much, Vincenzo. I'll try to make some final remarks. I think you have by now understood we are happy with the results achieved in the first 6 months of the year, particularly considering that, as I said before, we needed to substitute about 73 million euros of revenues for their money licenses. And this is true not only from an economic and financial standpoint, but also as far as strategic achievement is concerned. In summary, I would like to remind you that what we have achieved is organic growth of our go-forward brand exceeding 8% in this semester, thanks to the success of all our main licensed brands and the initial expansion of Polaroid. Two, we achieved a substantial improvement of economic performance, driven by efficiency actions in production and supply chain management. Three, our key performance indicators have confirmed that the progresses made in the recent past on working capital, cash flow generation, and net debt reduction have been substantial. On top of these results, I think that it is important to remind that we added to our portfolio of licensed brands Fendi, certainly one of the best made in Italy fashion luxury brands, and we secured other key brands of our licensed portfolio through renewal or early renewal of our strategic partnership, namely Marc Jacobs and Marc by Marc Jacobs, which is the third biggest license agreement we have, and more recently Fossil, which we expanded into the sunglasses categories and into a worldwide license agreement. In terms of strategic alliances, we are proud of our new partnership with Essilor for the new Polaroid branded Polaroid ophthalmic lenses, with Jimmy Choo for a Carrera by Jimmy Choo capsule collection, with Mark Newsom for a special edition of Safilo by Mark Newsom eyewear. I think that all of the above testifies the strength and the credibility reached over time by our company, and it has also confirmed its strong reputation in the international marketplace. I believe that our performance is so far confirming the validity of the actions undertaken in the recent years and is putting Safilo in an ideal position to reach its future target of structural growth. With that said, I thank you all again for your attention, your patience, your support, and we are now ready to take your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Vedovotto. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off so that your signal will reach our equipment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal. And we can take our first question, which comes from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody. My questions are essentially two, actually three. One is, of course, if you can give us some indication on the trading environment in the early part of the third quarter. The second one is related to Carrera, and in particular on the comment on the European performance, where you mentioned that sunglasses continue to contract. I wonder if it's possible to have an indication of the overall performance of Carrera and what's the state of the art for that brand. And finally, maybe I know you are not the right person, but I would like to have a view, if it's possible, of what the new CEO is going to do with the actual management team, which has been proved to be very successful. So I would like to have some of your inputs if possible. Thank you.
Okay, Andrea, as far as your first question, I think July is confirming the trend. It has been a good month, and therefore we've seen interesting results in Europe, in Asia, and in Americas. As far as Carrera is concerned, and particularly in Europe, Carrera is stable because the decrease in sunglasses is more than offset by the double-digit increase in prescription frames. As far as what the new CEO will be doing with the management team that I put together during the course of these 4.5 years, I think that you will have the opportunity to ask her the question during the next conference call, I think, in November.
Okay, thanks very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Domenico Gilotti of Equita. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Good afternoon. I have a few questions. First of all, on the gross profit trend, because the improvement was really impressive, so I understand it. This is a sustainable trend. If you can elaborate a little bit more, at least on the drivers supporting the trend, and on the same time, so the improvement in gross profit had a minor impact on EBITDA due to much higher G&A. So I would like to understand if there is some specific issue apart from the extraordinary cost. The second question is related to, you mentioned lower prices, average prices in Brazil, so I didn't understand it was a retail price pressure or it was a wholesale pressure in the market. So if you can elaborate also on this issue.
Thank you, Domenico. I start from the second one. I think I mentioned the fact that in the U.S. we've seen somehow a milder consumer spending in terms of average prices more than volumes. What I meant by that is that we saw a higher success of diffusion mid-price range brands than luxury super high-end. So I was trying to refer to the fact that overall volumes stood up while average price being a little bit lower, top line in the U.S. particularly has been a little bit below what we had expected. I give it to Vincenzo for the gross profit.
Yes, in relation with the gross profit performance and improvement, it is the result year-on-year of two different trends, and it is the balance of two different trends. On one side, we have the negative effect of volumes, overall volumes on one side, and make volumes more importantly, because, of course, as you might be aware, the loss of Armani reduced the volumes of make products in our plants. But this effect, which is negative overall, has been limited through the different efficiency actions and the different measures to adjust the cost of labor to the volume requirements. While on the other side, the most positive effect, which is more than compensating the negative effect on volumes, is the strong and huge reduction of obsolescence provisions, which is material in the first. It's been material because last year it was it's been very difficult on that specific item, and we are performing much, much better this year. So that this difference has been even more important than the volume reduction. Going forward, I can tell you what we already said. In the second part of last year, volumes were strong on the Armani phase out, but we had some reductions in terms of margins. So this year, in terms of gross profit, we should have the benefit of a better mix. But then, of course, the final result will be depending on volume.
And obsolescence trends?
With reference to SG&A, they are more or less flat year on year. You have to consider that this year we have integrated also the FG&A structure of Polaroid Eyewear. We are having in the quarter, we had a €1 million increase because of an additional bad debt provision, but I mean, it's pretty much flat year on year. Of course, the weight, the incidence on the top line is depending on the reduced top line.
Okay, in terms of, back to the gross profit, in terms of obsolescence, the trend that we have seen is expected to remain say strong, so supportive and favorable also in the second half.
Say, overall, yes, but in terms of difference versus last year, it cannot be that much because last year in the first part of the year,
okay,
we had a bad performance on that specific item.
Okay.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question, which comes from Domenico Gilotti of Equita. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, well, I had another question on the U.S. market because you were mentioning some pressure on the mix and also same-store sales in Solstice were basically flat, you mentioned. So I wonder if you have seen a deterioration in the market and this is the result, so all the flat same-store sales or if there is any other issue.
Domenico, no, not a major deterioration. I would say, as you know, the U.S. market is basically composed by specialty stores, which sells mostly sunglasses, and trios, independent opticians. So I think we've had a mixed performance where trios, we have had a strong performance, including with the sunglasses portion of the business that they work on. Specialty stores have been a little bit weaker, where not so much in terms of volumes, but more importantly in terms of average ticket. In terms of our own retail network, a good sign of that is that we launched Polaroid and it became immediately the number 2 brand sold into the stores. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of the fact that consumer spending has been more cautious than what we had seen previously.
Okay, while you mentioned also some impact from on reorders from the late summer, let's say, so I wonder if this effect also affected Q3, but you were saying that July was in line with a good performance of the second quarter, so basically you have seen already a recovery in July. So your orders were basically weak only in June.
Yes. I think June has been okay-ish for the first 2 weeks, and then the second 2 weeks were particularly weak, but July has been certainly better.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Mr. Vedovoto, we have no further questions at this time.
Okay, so thank you very much to everyone participating into the call. And thank you, operator. We appreciate it, and I wish everyone a good summer. Thank you very much.